Hello, everybody. It is 8 past the hour of 12. One of the biggest stories in the city, Minneapolis, is always the debate on safety and police. And a major move happened today. The Minneapolis City Council, in an 8-4 vote, voted, and looking at the Tribune story, historic pay raise. Contract guarantees nearly a 22% pay raise for veteran officers by next summer, and boost starting salaries for rookies to more than $90,000 a year. Man, who's behind that is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. And Jacob joins us to start the show. And as always, all our guests are on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Two things. And first of all, thanks for coming on as always. How important was this vote? And every bit as important. If this vote doesn't happen, what was your biggest concern?
This vote was extraordinarily important. It marks a turning point for the city of Minneapolis. It shows that we've turned a corner to recognize that the concepts of safety and change are not mutually exclusive. In fact, they're intrinsically linked. It shows that we can get a contract. It is a good contract. It both recognizes the incredible work that our police officers do, the dangerous situations they enter, and it gives our police chief the necessary managerial authority to make the change that we all want to see. This is a contract that was the best contract we've gotten in decades, and you don't even need to take my word for it. There are council members that were saying that. And what it pushes back on is many years' worth of handing over managerial authority to the police federation in exchange for keeping the pay down. And that did two things that were not ultimately great. One, we lost our competitive edge in terms of pay with other jurisdictions. But second, we didn't give the chief the authority to make the change and reforms that we all want to see. This changes that. Now, like any contract, you know, it's a give and take. It's a compromise. But this is a really, really important step here in the city of Minneapolis. As you mentioned, the council voted for it, 8-4 in favor. I'll say to anybody out there right now who's listening that's thinking, hey, I want to make a difference. I want to be a hero. I want to help people in some of their most difficult circumstances in life. Hey, you know, if you want to be that change, come into the Minneapolis Police Department. We want you.
Okay. A lot of valid points there. Let me stay with the Chief of Police, Brian O'Hara. Because of this contract, give me some examples of what he now can do compared to before he was not allowed to do.
Absolutely. First, I'm going to give you a little bit of legalese here because it sets the tone. There is something in this contract called a zipper or a merger clause. And that clause brings the four corners of this document together as the main authority. We used to have these letter agreements or these side agreements that weren't included in the contract, as I mentioned, that gave away authority to the police federation. This says this is the written document. It's right here. Everybody can see it transparently and clearly. And we at the administration aren't worried about some weird agreement, some scroll that's decades old that may have some sort of authority. It's just popping up randomly. Now, second, our police chief will have the authority to send officers where they are needed most, when they are needed most. And I think many people will say to me, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. The chief didn't already have that authority.
Yeah, it sounds like he should have that authority already, right?
The answer is no, not in full. And this gives the chief the authority to make that determination. This gives the chief the authority now to hire civilian investigators and get officers out on the street. So you can get someone with some expertise doing the investigation. You can bring a police officer that needs to be responding to 911 calls out on the street. It's good for everybody there. This also allows our chief to promote officers when they are ready to be promoted. So in other words, instead of having like a specific or a criteria as to when someone can be promoted or mandatories that need to be promoted to sergeant or lieutenant or whatever, this gives the chief the ability to make decisions that better help him run his department. Because here's the thing. The chief is the one held accountable. I'm held accountable for making necessary change, but we also rely on supervisors. And we need to make sure that those supervisors are ready to do the job. And again, this allows us to not just have these changes on a piece of paper that are made, but make sure that people in our city feel those changes instituted on the street, in the interactions they're having with police officers. Make sure that the supervisors have the ability to do their job and are doing it. And if not, yes, people are held accountable.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is with us. We're talking about the union contract now approved by the city council 8-4. The mayor obviously is going to sign off on this. To the opponents of this, the four and others who look at this and say two things. One, how are we going to pay for it in Minneapolis? And two, this is the view of some, there is not enough oversight to scrutinize those police officers who deserve discipline.
Well, on the first item, how are we going to pay for it? I'll give you what I would advocate for. One, this is the kind of work that a city does. We pay for excellent employees to do excellent work. That's the case with people who are police officers. That's the case for people who are filling potholes. We value our employees regardless of what job they're doing, and they deserve to be paid for the difficult job that they have. Second, I believe I was on your show a year and a half ago or something advocating for public safety aid to come from the state. And when I said this a year and a half ago, we talked. I said this money should go to a combination both of police officer pay and safety beyond policing, you know, violence interrupters, civilians, that kind of thing. It should go for a combination of the two. If we devote some of that public safety aid to paying for this on-ramp of the contract, it will alleviate people's property taxes. We all know people's we're having a tough year in terms of the budget, in terms of property taxes. I'm very concerned about people getting hit particularly hard, homeowners and renters getting hit particularly hard. So we got to be serious about this. We got to be methodical in how we're planning, and one way of doing that is to devote, again, some of this public safety aid to the police contract. Now, this is where the disagreement is. I think there are some council members that will say not a single dollar of that public safety aid should go to police salaries. I disagree.
How about the scrutiny and the oversight and the fear that some have, the opponents have, that there's not enough in this new police union contract? This is the first contract that will be okayed since the one lapsed in 22, and they will cite issues with certain officers over the years and feel like there is enough teeth in this to spot those officers who deserve discipline, let alone potentially a firing.
I've heard that argument, and my first question back to them is usually, what specifically are you proposing? And when asked that question, I've heard many say, oh, well, we wanted the disciplinary matrix in the contract, which is a horrible idea if you actually want to see change. Right now, we have a disciplinary matrix. It provides what discipline should go to what officers based on the standards. And we can make that determination, not by checking with the police union. We can do that ourselves. We've already changed the disciplinary matrix. The disciplinary matrix has been reformed dramatically. And we have one transparently for everybody to see. If we were to put the disciplinary matrix in the police contract, we would need to get the police federation's sign off every time it was changed or approved. Why would we give authority over to the police federation that we already have to do ourselves? It makes no sense. And so I've heard that from some advocating. You know, there's often times where, like, I can understand another argument, but I don't agree with it. This argument just makes no sense. It would be counterproductive for everything that we all purport to want.
Okay, so this gives a raise, which I believe is rightfully deserved. I will add that. Yes. I believe that 100%.
Yes.
To the police officers who are there. Does it allow you to continue to add more police officers? And where are you and Chief O'Hara at in that area in trying to add more to your force?
Yes, it allows us to add more police officers. Because let's be real, one of, not the only, but one of the things that you look at when taking a new job is how much does it pay? That's a component that people, anybody, looks at when they're looking for employment. And so this makes our pay competitive. This puts us at or near the top of the state in terms of pay. And by the way, it's a tough job. And by the way, those numbers change when people enter new contracts, et cetera, but it puts us in the right spot. But that's not the only work that we're doing. We've got a campaign that's running right now. We're running digital ads. We're doing outreach directly in the community. We're looking for officers that want to be the change in this police department, that want to protect and serve and care deeply about their communities. And we're reaching out directly to them where they're at. And applications are now up. Now, we still have a hell of a lot of work to do, to be very clear, to get those numbers running, net positive, and then get back more officers. So I don't want to sugarcoat this. There's a hell of a lot of work to do, but this contract helps. It helps get us to where we need to be, and we're gonna keep bringing on incredible heroes that are looking to do this work.
Two last points for the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, and I will let you go. The Minneapolis Park Board, where are you at with this impasse? What involvement do you have at this time?
Well, there's the real authority, the legal authority, and then there's the soft authority. My ask is very simple. The parties need to negotiate this out. They need to stay at the table. They need to get this thing done. Obviously, you've probably seen I've put out an offer to assist in some way with the mediation to get this thing done for the sake of our workers, the sake of our park board, the sake of all of the residents in the city that love having the best park system in the entire country. We need to get this thing done. Yeah, I'm disappointed that I did not get the go ahead from both parties. The laborers, by the way, Liona did say that they would like the help in terms of me helping to mediate. But I continue to be optimistic either that we'll be invited back to continue the assistance, and I continue to ask very clearly that we stay at the table to get this thing done.
Do you believe Joe Biden should be the nominee for your party to be the president when the election takes place in early November?
You know, one thing I am not is the best person to predict the political future, but I'll tell you, I'm very concerned about what the numbers are showing right now. I'm deeply concerned. President Biden has been arguably my favorite president in that he's gotten so much done that has helped our city out in incredible fashion. This is a decision that he needs to make. Do I have deep concerns about where the numbers are going right now? I do. We can't have a Trump presidency. We cannot have a Trump presidency. That would be a mess for the values that I hold. It would be a mess for our republic. Our republic is what we got to be thinking about. And, how a presidential candidate that tried to overturn an election is sitting as a viable option, arguably even ahead in the polls, is scary as hell.
But at this point, you do not want to go on the record saying he should step down.
I'm not on the record saying I'm not on the record taking the full on position here at this moment. But what I will say is, people. People need to make that judgment for themselves. The president needs to make that judgment for himself. I thought the debate was a disaster.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, this is approved. Salary increase, significant, Dave. Anytime any profession gets a raise of 21.7% over 3 years, that's a lot. You're willing to accept that, right?
I would accept that. Yes, I would take 20.7%.
There you go. That's, I was contending at dinner last night that my new nickname is Mr. Flexible. Because who's more flexible than me?
I've seen you stretch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not really physically am I flexible, or intellectually am I flexible. These individuals have been woefully underpaid. They have. The vast majority of them are somewhere from good to very good to great. There is a history of Minneapolis where we've had officers who are awful and had racial animus. That's a smaller group, but it's a group that wasn't just one or two. But I'm not going to punish the better officers who put their butts on the line every day because of some who were awful, criminal, and racist. Small group, but a group that has had an effect in Minneapolis. They should be paid more. Absolutely. I'm glad this happened. Does this change your view if you're a skeptic of Minneapolis knowing this dramatic pay increase is taking place? And it puts them in a much better position to hire more officers. Does this change your view? Yes or no? I'd love to have you elaborate. If you want to text, you want to call, shouting out the window really doesn't help us a lot. Smoke signals doesn't help us a lot. Does anybody still do Morse code?
Oh, you got your Morse code out there.
We got a lot of Morse code people.
I bet the sailors keep that alive.
Well, I mean, when you think of sailing knowledge, you think of this show, don't you?
I think you do.
Chime in, 651-461-9226. Among the texts coming in, well, let's do this. Before text, why don't you explain why we're playing this great Tom Petty tune?
In honor of the former president speaking tonight at the RNC, we are playing songs that you definitely will not hear introduce him because the artists or their families or whoever has said, don't play this song at your rallies.
Even though this would be a good one for Donald Trump. In his image. Right?
Well, it
his
was
image
a good himself. One yeah. at one point yeah. until the Petty, I guess probably the Petty family said, cease and desist, sir.
Among the texts on Minneapolis, 8-4 city council vote approving the union. Police union, major headline is a 21.7% raise increase for police officers, including rookie cops starting at 90,000. I don't think this person agrees with my opinion, Dave. You give me your assessment after I finish reading the text. By the way, you can send us a text anytime, 651-461-9226. You're a suck-up, surprisingly. You can't seriously believe Minneapolis cops need a raise. For what? A 50% violent crime solve rate? Flip a coin for murder, rape, and armed assault. Not sure he's agreeing with me.
Yeah, I don't know where they stand on the Minneapolis policing situation. A little more detail, please.
Yeah. I can be accused of many things. A suck-up? Really? That's your accusation.
I'd put that on you.
Yeah, of course you would. Yeah. You know what? You know where their crime solve rate might be better? If they had more police officers. And again, to plenty of people either I know or I'm aware of who say the numbers don't matter, I couldn't disagree more. It's a funny zero-sum game they're playing. Well, does that mean if you add 500 more, there'll be no crime? Of course bleeping not. And again, we've had officers for decades in this city who've been doing the wrong damn thing, including racially related. That is still a small group that should not be forgotten, that should have been identified sooner, should have been fired sooner, should have been tried criminally sooner. That does not blight, stain, broad brush the overwhelming number of others who are at minimum good to very good to great at their jobs. So, shockingly, I think the city of Minneapolis, the biggest city in the state, that the pay for their officers should be right near the top in this state. What a silly concept for me. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Throwing money at that problem may solve the shortage of officers, but it doesn't guarantee the quality. Well-balanced individuals will be hired. Fair. Does not guarantee that every person who's going to be hired is going to be brilliant. However, if you pay more, and you give O'Hara the oversight, if you accept Jacob Fry's intellectual interpretation and premise and what he's allowed to do, let's judge it. Let's judge it. O'Hara on this show a lot. from PR purposes, he's a 9 or a 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Overall, he had that report. When was that? It was like a year and a half ago or so when there were questions on a couple interactions he had. Seemingly went nowhere. I don't think it was buried. It was reported. But overall, it seems like most people who are in this area, who I trust their expertise, they view him as so far up to the job. Things can change very fast. He can continue to show his excellence. He could fall flat on his face. Let's see what happens. So far to me, he seems good. He seems good. He's everywhere. He's calling things out. I think it helps that he's a tremendous communicator. I never understood why Madaria Arredondo, another tremendous communicator, didn't put himself out there in more public settings. He was everywhere again in the town. I'm not in any way impugning his work ethic, but I think that voice that he had was out there. But let's judge this. The idea that we shouldn't pay the officers more money because some have been despicable is a backwards way of looking at it to me.
Yeah, I agree. If you want the widest possible talent pool to choose from to select the best officers, you better offer, as the mayor said, competitive compensation.
Hi, Chad. I thought you said the mayor was supposed to be with you the whole hour. No, I will offer correction on something. Well, not correction, just a clarification. Dean Phillips was going to be with us tomorrow, 2 to 3. It is pretty clear that a lot of stuff may happen this weekend involving Joe Biden. We're going to get to this at 105. It's over. Full stop. It is over. Joe Biden will not be the nominee. It's just a matter when he acknowledges it and he faces the reality. We'll get to that at 105, including my part on whether he should remain as the president of the United States. But no, Jacob Fry, this just happened in the last half hour, you know, where all this came together. So let's see. Chad, great to hear they're finally giving Minneapolis police the funds to hire and retain officers. Now can we ensure the hiring is the best priority and not a DEI agenda? Okay. DEI is one of those boogeyman terms right now where anytime something doesn't go right, especially if you're right or center, well, it's because of DEI. If you're telling me in the city of Minneapolis, which has as much diversity as any town in a fairly white state, that we shouldn't emphasize individuals who look like other individuals in the city, then we just disagree. That doesn't mean I'm suggesting that a white person is there and is clearly more qualified than someone who is a person of color, that you would hire the person of color. But we've had too many incidents, decade after decade after decade, where it's a city of diversity and a 95 to 98 to 99% white makeup of the police department. Again, find the quality which is reflective of the city. Not eliminating whites from consideration, not eliminating white males from consideration, but it does bleeping matter to have representation of individuals who look like each other, male, female, and may have some or a fair amount of similar life experiences. Isn't that fair?
It's very fair.
Now, if other individuals are hired and it's solely because they're a black individual, Hispanic individual, female, and they're incompetent, well, then that's a joke. They shouldn't get that. But we're too quick, if something happens, to go to that card for me for some people. All right, we're going to get back to politics at 105. We're going to talk politics again at 205. We have the Twins schedule out now. It's July 18th.
This time next year, they'll be at Colorado playing the Rockies.
Seasons in sports that never end. Let's discuss it for two people really like thoroughly enjoy watching sports and discussing sports. But, man.
I'm already making plans for a road trip.
I mean, can we get to August 1st of this year before we're breaking down next year? Here we are in the home of the Twins, CCO. She's Tucker.
Poor Adele.
I'm Team Adele on her talent, and I'm bummed that I have not had a chance to see Adele in concert. I would love to. You?
I mean, you can't argue with the voice.
No.
And this song, I mean, it's
pretty good.
Iconic.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
Get out of here. Where's Rochelle? Reach out to Rochelle and let her know. Okay. We're the home of the Twins. Two individuals who enjoy baseball.
Back tomorrow night. Let's
right.
go.
Right? We're here, correct?
I think that's right.
Yeah. That's how much we enjoy baseball and follow the Twins. We're both going, are they here? I believe they are here. We know they get the Phillies.
Brewers. Two against the Brewers, then the Phillies come to town.
So is it just a Saturday-Sunday sort of situation?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, not tomorrow.
Oh, I got Saturday-Sunday. Got it. Twins, after the 7-13 start, I know before they lost 2-3 to San Francisco, following the 7-13 start, they had the best record in the American League, right? So if they don't now, it's by a game.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball. She's a long season. I mean, we're bringing this up because baseball announcing next year's schedule already. Normally it's months from now. All-star break, you know what they're deciding? We're not talking baseball. We're not talking baseball. We'll get you to talk baseball by announcing the 2025 schedule when it's July 18th. That's why not 2026 too? You know, some people, Dave, really like to plan ahead.
Yes. Have it like college football. Where, you know, the Gophers know some of their opponent, you know, specifically the non-conference opponent through 2052. let's just go ahead and do it. They're kicking it off March 27th next year.
That's absurd.
That's a little early in St. Louis, but the home opener here, April 3.
April 3rd?
That's fairly early for Target Field.
Did they set the, well, the time must be out there, right?
Let me check at the
check.
Time,
we'll probably be there. April 3rd, how do you think you would hold up in this hole? 240 yards, tiny green, it's raining, it's windy, and you'd be like Phil. You missed the green.
Well, like Phil, though, the only way I'd miss is if I drove over the green, which he just did.
Yeah.
With an iron, for goodness sake.
Yeah, into hay.
No game times yet, but April 3rd, Houston Astros, home opener.
Oh, we love to see the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
We've been out there a few times for Astros games. So do you, can I give you mine? MLS.
Yeah.
MLS. It's like our Loons, who just choked away a game last night, right? Didn't they give up two goals really, really late or something like that? The Loons are going out to spring train in February, right? And then the MLS Cup, is that what do you call the title game? Is it the MLS? The title game is in November. 2 months off. Get out of here. That sport goes on for too long. How about this one, the sport I'm watching on my left here? Golf. Golf never ends. Now, they've tried to curtail the fall season a little bit. But then they have the silly season events. It's like golf almost never stops. Did we find some MLS info there?
Looking for the Loons right now. Their home opener was... what's the date? Come on, give me a date here, people. Let's go.
Oh, March for sure.
It was early March, but it's not actually. It just says March 2004, and it lists their games, but not the actual dates.
So it's early March.
Oh, there's a February game. Excuse me.
They had a February game.
They had a February. Their first one was end of February.
That is asinine. No sport. Take a break. Golf, the sport I enjoy watching the most. Go away for 4 months.
Feb 24.
And then the title game is in mid-November. So they basically, December and January, the only 2 months it's not existing. The NFL, they're short.
Yes, the actual season of play.
September, October, November, December, January. We're about to get to middle February, though, soon. When we get the 18 games.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're going to have the Super Bowl the Sunday before President's Day. So all you precious little people who've said, I need a holiday after the Super Bowl, you're going to get your holiday. By the way, you know when the Super Bowl ends Central Time? 9 o'clock. Who are you, Carter? How early are you going to bed?
There's a lot of post-game you got to stay in.
West Coast. You know, I'm kind of a West Coast Super Bowl guy now.
Yeah.
Ends at 7 o'clock.
Yes, nice. What, 3:30 kickoff West Coast time?
TV on the West Coast is so much better than Central. So much better. 10 o'clock football game start.
It is nice.
5 o'clock, you know, when I was on either my trips to Armando's or the hike, more times to Armando's. I got my Bally Sports app, and I'm right there watching the Twins, the Wolves of the Wild.
What about at the ice cream shop?
Yeah. Considering a couple things that have happened to me in the last 4 or 5 months, myself and ice cream shops, we need to break up.
That's the record.
I mean, couple weird things tied to multiple ice cream shops.
The seasons themselves.
Communication skills and ice cream shops. Okay, one with a mouth and one with a ghost act.
The seasons themselves aren't horribly long, but what makes the NBA and NHL seasons feel long, it's 2 months of playoffs.
Yeah.
You go through 82 games of regular season. Oh, wait. We've still got 2 freaking months left of the season, and we're going to play, my favorite team's going to play once every third day, at least at the start of it.
Yeah. We're down to the playoffs. We have 16 teams. Like, if you finish, I don't know, maybe April 12th or something like that. Maybe April 11th, Quinny's birthday. And then, like, they crown a champion June 10th, you're like, wait, the sport's still going on?
Mm-hmm.
It seems forever. What do you believe here? Send me a text. Which sport, to your perception, seems to go on and on and on and on? And this is from two people who thoroughly enjoy sports. 651-461-9226. Among these sports, perception-wise, where it seems like it goes on and on and on, hockey, Stanley Cup Finals in June, come on. Somebody else says NBA. They're similar. You know, because of the pandemic a few years ago, Dave, the NBA, was the finals in August or September? I'm trying to remember when the NBA finals. And then it started so soon. I think the NBA should go to August every year. I think they should switch it up. Don't play until Christmas Day. Make that your opening day. You're avoiding the NFL as much as you can. Basketball is an outdoor sport. Not in the NBA, right? Not for college, but if we played it, it's outside. Now, you can say hockey's fairly outside, too, for most people for a long time.
Nice if you wanted to bury the WNBA. Chad Hartman, Mr. Women's Rights. Really nice. It's a good look, Chad.
I have Caitlin now, and so I don't need to worry. We can play anywhere.
Put her on a Sunday against the NFL. Let's go.
We can play in Neptune, and Caitlin's going to get 19,000 people, so I'm fine.
No, you don't want the NBA throughout the summer, though. Summer's checkout time. You're not going to.
You'd rather, if you're an NBA fan like I am, go against the NFL for as much as they do?
I'm saying if you want to fill arenas, good luck in the summer. That's going to be a tough one.
NASCAR goes on forever. Soccer. Tennis match is probably still going on right now. Yeah, the five-set thing. And then the stupidity of, like, the U.S. Open in Paris, where they'll play till like 3 in the morning.
That's right, get in.
Get out of here with that nonsense. All right, Joe Biden, what should happen? Let's discuss in a matter of minutes. CBS and Ari is walking in. He's next. She's Tucker.
Poor Adele.
I'm Team Adele on her talent, and I'm bummed that I have not had a chance to see Adele in concert. I would love to. You?
I mean, you can't argue with the voice.
No.
And this song, I mean, it's
pretty good.
Iconic.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
Get out of here. Where's Rochelle? Reach out to Rochelle and let her know. Okay. We're the home of the Twins. Two individuals who enjoy baseball.
Back tomorrow night. Let's go.
Right? We're here, correct?
I think that's right.
Yeah. That's how much we enjoy baseball and follow the Twins. We're both going, are they here? I believe they are here. We know they get the Phillies.
Brewers. Two against the Brewers, then the Phillies come to town.
So is it just a Saturday-Sunday sort of situation?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, not tomorrow.
Oh, I got Saturday-Sunday. Got it. Twins, after the 7-13 start, I know before they lost 2-3 to San Francisco, following the 7-13 start, they had the best record in the American League, right? So if they don't now, it's by a game.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball. She's a long season. I mean, we're bringing this up because baseball announcing next year's schedule already. Normally it's months from now. All-star break, you know what they're deciding? We're not talking baseball. We're not talking baseball. We'll get you to talk baseball by announcing the 2025 schedule when it's July 18th. That's why not 2026 too? You know, some people, Dave, really like to plan ahead.
Yes. Have it like college football, where, you know, the Gophers know some of their opponent, you know, specifically the non-conference opponent through 2052. let's just go ahead and do it. They're kicking it off March 27th next year.
That's absurd.
That's a little early. In St. Louis, but the home opener here, April 3.
April 3rd?
That's fairly early for Target Field.
Did they set that? Well, the time must be out there, right?
Let me check at the time.
Check. We'll probably be there. April 3rd? How do you think you would hold up in this hole? 240 yards, tiny green, it's raining, it's windy, and you'd be like Phil. You missed the green.
Well, like Phil, though, I'd... You know, the only way I'd miss is if I drove over the green, which he just did.
Yeah.
With an iron, for goodness sake.
Yeah, into hay.
No game times yet, but April 3rd, Houston Astros, home opener.
Oh, we love to see the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
We've been out there a few times for Astros games. So do you, can I give you mine? MLS.
Yeah.
MLS. It's like our Loons, who just choked away a game last night, right? Didn't they give up two goals really, really late or something like that? The Loons are going out to spring train in February, right? And then the MLS Cup, is that what do you call the title game? Is it the MLS? The title game is in November. 2 months off. Get out of here. That sport goes on for too long. How about this one, the sport I'm watching my left here? Golf. Golf never ends. Now, they've tried to curtail the fall season a little bit, but then they have the silly season events. It's like golf almost never stops. Did we find some MLS info there?
Looking for the Loons right now. Their home opener was... what's the date? Come on. Give me a date here, people. Let's go.
Oh, March for sure.
It was early March, but it's not actually... It just says March 2004, and it lists their games, but not the actual dates.
So it's early March.
Oh, there's a February game. Excuse me.
They had a February game.
They had a February. Their first one was end of February.
That is asinine. No sport. Take a break. Golf, the sport I enjoy watching the most. Go away for 4 months.
Feb 24.
And then the title game is in mid-November. So they basically, December and January, the only 2 months it's not existing. The NFL, they're short.
Yes, the actual season of play.
September, October, November, December, January. We're about to get to middle February, though, soon. When we get the 18 games.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're going to have the Super Bowl the Sunday before President's Day. So all you precious little people who've said, I need a holiday after the Super Bowl, you're going to get your holiday. By the way, you know when the Super Bowl ends Central Time? 9 o'clock. Who are you, Carter? How early are you going to bed?
There's a lot of post-game you got to stay in.
West Coast. You know, I'm kind of a West Coast Super Bowl guy now.
Yeah.
Ends at 7 o'clock.
Yes, nice. What, 3:30 kickoff West Coast time?
TV on the West Coast is so much better than Central. So much better. 10 o'clock football game start.
It is nice.
5 o'clock, you know, when I was on either my trips to Armando's or the hike, more times to Armando's. I got my Bally Sports app, and I'm right there watching the Twins, or the Wolves of the Wild.
What about at the ice cream shop?
Yeah. Considering a couple things that have happened to me in the last 4 or 5 months, myself and ice cream shops, we need to break up.
That's the record.
I mean, couple weird things tied to multiple ice cream shops.
The seasons themselves are...
Communication skills and ice cream shops. Okay, one with a mouth and one with a ghost act.
The seasons themselves aren't horribly long, but what makes the NBA and NHL seasons feel long, it's 2 months of playoffs.
Yeah.
You go through 82 games of regular season. Oh, wait. We've still got 2 freaking months left of the season, and we're going to play, my favorite team's going to play once every third day, at least at the start of it.
Yeah. We're down to the playoffs. So we have 16 teams. Like, if you finish, I don't know, maybe April 12th or something like that, maybe April 11th, Quinny's birthday, and then, like, they crown a champion June 10th, you're like, wait, the sport's still going on?
Mm-hmm.
It seems forever. What do you believe here? Send me a text. Which sport, to your perception, seems to go on and on and on and on? And this is from two people who thoroughly enjoy sports. 651-461-9226. Among these sports, perception-wise, where it seems like it goes on and on and on, hockey. Stanley Cup Finals in June. Come on. Somebody else says NBA. They're similar, you know, because of the pandemic a few years ago, Dave, the NBA, was the finals in August or September? I'm trying to remember when the NBA finals. And then it started so soon. I think the NBA should go to August every year. I think they should switch it up. Don't play until Christmas Day. Make that your opening day. You're avoiding the NFL as much as you can. Basketball is an outdoor sport. Not in the NBA, right? Not for college, but if we played it, it's outside. Now, you can say hockey's fairly outside, too, for most people for a long time.
Nice if you wanted to bury the WNBA. Chad Hartman, Mr. Women's Rights. Really nice. It's a good look, Chad.
I have Caitlin now, and so I don't need to worry. We can play anywhere.
Put her on a Sunday against the NFL. Let's go.
We can play Neptune, and Caitlin's going to get 19,000 people, so I'm fine.
Nah, you don't want the NBA throughout the summer, though. Summer's checkout time. You're not going to.
You'd rather, if you're an NBA fan like I am, go against the NFL for as much as they do?
I'm saying if you want to fill arenas, good luck in the summer. That's going to be a tough one.
NASCAR goes on forever. Soccer. Tennis match is probably still going on right now. Yeah, the five-set thing. It's, well, and then the stupidity of, like, the U.S. Open in Paris, where they'll play till like 3 in the morning.
That's right, get it in.
Get out of here with that nonsense. All right, Joe Biden, what should happen? Let's discuss in a matter of minutes. CBS and Ari is walking in. He's next. Among these sports, perception-wise, where it seems like it goes on and on and on, hockey, Stanley Cup Finals in June. Come on. Somebody else says NBA. They're similar. You know, because of the pandemic a few years ago, Dave, the NBA, was the finals in August or September? I'm trying to remember when the NBA Finals. And then it started so soon. I think the NBA should go to August every year. I think they should switch it up. Don't play until Christmas Day. Make that your opening day. You're avoiding the NFL as much as you can. Basketball is an outdoor sport. Not in the NBA, right? Not for college, but if we played it, it's outside. Now you can say hockey's fairly outside too for most people for a long time.
Nice if you wanted to bury the WNBA. Chad Hartman, Mr. Women's Rights. Really nice. It's a good look, Chad.
I have Caitlin now, and so I don't need to worry. We can play anywhere.
Put her on a Sunday against the NFL. Let's go.
We can play Neptune, and Caitlin's going to get 19,000 people, so I'm fine.
Nah, you don't want the NBA throughout the summer, though. Summer's checkout time. You're not going to.
You'd rather, if you're an NBA fan like I am, go against the NFL for as much as they do?
I'm saying if you want to fill arenas, good luck in the summer. That's going to be a tough one.
NASCAR goes on forever. Soccer. Tennis match is probably still going on right now. Yeah, the five-set thing. It's, well, and then the stupidity of, like, the U.S. Open in Paris, where they'll play till like 3 in the morning.
That's right, get it in.
Get out of here with that nonsense. All right, Joe Biden, what should happen? Let's discuss in a matter of minutes. CBS and Ari is walking in. He's next.